Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uchi? Today is Monday of the 21st week in ordinary time. Our first reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, 8 to 10. Our psalm for today is Psalm 149. A gospel reading today will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, verses 13 to 22. Today's gospel acclamation from St. John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 17 says, "Your word is truth, O Lord. Consecrate us in the truth." If we agree that the word of the Lord is truth, if we are convinced of the truth of the good news, and if the word of God empowers us to love God and neighbor, to mortify our lusts, to be patient, kind, generous, selfless, considerate, and hopeful. In other words, if the gospel has become our light, then the time has come, my brother, my sister, for us to break completely with sin, whether venial or mortal. St. Paul says to the Galatians in chapter 5, from verse 19, "The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and sorcery, hatred, discord, jealousy and rage, rivalries, divisions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like." St. Paul adds, "I warn you, as I did before, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Yes, my brother, my sister, we are baptized and confirmed children of God, and we long to be with him in paradise. But the cost of discipleship demands total surrender to the yoke and burden of Christ. In other words, my brother, my sister, we have been called, as St. Paul says in today's first reading, to become true servants of the real and living God. Yes, I agree, based on personal experiences, that it is difficult to count everything as loss for the sake of God's kingdom. In other words, it is difficult to embrace total conversion of heart and to be open to the power and spirit of God. In his Confession, Book 8, St. Augustine says, "I was held back by mere trifles, the most paltry inanities, all my old attachments. They held me back, plucked at my garment of flesh, and whispered, 'Are you going to dismiss us?' In my state of indecision, they kept me from tearing myself away." Thus, my brother, my sister, those hypocritical attitudes would not let go of us, because they have become in us necessities. But we have to break away from those necessities, because if we do not break away or turn away from those necessities, we will remain blind to the truth about the Lord, the truth about ourselves, and about what is truly good for us. In order to break away from those negatives and habitual necessities, God must be attained, because he is the ultimate, infinite, and perfect good. He will quell those earthly desires and grant us true happiness. In his writings on kingship to the King of Cyprus, St. Thomas Aquinas says, "True virtuous living, man is further ordained to a higher end, which consists in the enjoyment of God." In other words, true virtuous living, grace is increased. God guides us all the way. And through the ups and downs, God is still with us, will be with us, and he will lead us to himself. And that is our prayer for you this week, that God in his infinite mercy will grant us perfect conversion and grant us peace in his kingdom. May he grant you happiness in that house, happiness in that society, happiness in your home. May he use you as an instrument of change. May the Lord in his infinite mercy also shield you from all harm, physical and unseen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Rose of Lima, pray for us.